Amen. Appreciate the songs that was sung, and I know that whatever Ryan puts together on that will be such a blessing to you, and it always is to me. All of our singers in our church is such a blessing to me, and certainly miss being in meeting with you, and can't wait to get back together. If you got your Bibles, turn with us tonight over to 2 Kings chapter 5, and good Lord help, we're going to try to do some things a little different. Maybe Sunday I may preach Sunday morning if the Lord works that like that. Brother Randy will be preaching Sunday night, so you pray for him. Got several pastor friends, they don't have live stream, and I haven't talked to some of them yet, but if it works out, I may have them next couple weeks, or at least Wednesday, or a couple services here and there coming in to preach for us, just like we would if we was having service. So keep tuned in. We don't want you thinking every time you're tuning in, you know, that's going to be the same person, and it certainly ain't going to be the same message, but we're going to try to find the Lord just like we would if we was having church, and I want it to be fresh, and whether it's me or Brother Randy or another pastor, we can always have fresh touch, amen, that fresh oil. So we certainly need your prayers, and we appreciate our musicians that comes on Sunday, but on Wednesday, like I said, the other Wednesday, we're trying to keep from them having to drive all the way out here for a couple songs, so we're using previous services on recording. But I'm going to be reading tonight in chapter 5, starting at verse 19. I'm going to give you a few minutes to get there. 2 Kings chapter 5 in verse 19. And while you're finding your place there, this whole story starts out chapter 5 at verse 1, talking about Naaman, the captain of the host, king of Assyria, was a great man, with his master honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria, and he was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And that's how this story starts, is where Naaman had leprosy. And then it leads up to verse 19 and gets us to this part, portion of the scripture. So let's read with the Lord's help tonight. We desire your prayers that we'll just get where the Lord would have us. And then we'll, if we can get there, it'd be a blessing to you. And I know it'd be a blessing to me to get myself out of the way to be able to be used of the Lord again. But he said in verse 19, he said, the Bible said, and he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. And so Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver, two changes of garment. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garment, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. When he came to the tower, he looked. He took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But when he went in and stood before his master, Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen, men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. And
I wanna back up now. We read there where when Naaman was, the Bible said, was a leper, and they had a man here by the name, I wanna get this right, where they had brought back some captives, if you'd have it, and they was a young girl there, Brother Randy, that was a maid there to Naaman's wife. Yes, she was. I'm glad she knew something about the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something today. I thought about her a lot, because they wasn't in the church house for her to be talking about the Lord. And here we are separated in our different places. But I want you to know tonight that wherever we go, even if you're in your homes with your family, if there's somebody that don't know the Lord, it'd be good every once in a while to say, boy, it'd be good if we was at church. It'd be good if you could get over and hear sister so-and-so sing, or brother so-and-so preach. Amen. It started out with somebody saying God could do something. Amen. His name would just give him a chance. Amen. And so they overheard that. Naaman went in, maybe even his wife, the Bible don't say this, but the maid told him, I believe his wife, and then somehow word got back to Naaman, and so he went into the king, and he said, hey, I'm wanting to go back to Israel. I've heard from this little maid girl that I can be cured of this disease that I got, which was leprosy. Now in the Bible, leprosy is a picture of sin. Amen. It certainly is. Leprosy is uncurable. And I will say this tonight. So is sin. Unless Jesus gets a hold of you. Amen. There's one cure to sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God can do something about leprosy. I remember one time in particular, the Bible said that Miriam, amen, her brother, they had something to say about Moses, and God gave her leprosy there in just a few minutes. Then he took that leprosy back away to show that he had a someone leprosy, but to take it away, he's got the power to give life and take it away. Amen. He can raise somebody from the dead. Amen. That's the God we're serving. It has power over life and death. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, well, boy, after he left it, I didn't know I was going to get this much in the forefront. I want to hurry and get here to them. But we definitely want to follow the leadership. I might not get that other. Amen. But you hear me tonight. Naaman was leaving Elisha's house. He done got upset. They had asked him to dip down in Jordan 7 times. And he made a statement. I'm not even going to try to stop and look. The two names of the rivers, but he said, it needs rivers better back where we live. Amen, Brother Andy. He said, I could have just dipped in them. Amen. But he went on down the road. Some of his servants started saying, well, Master, you know, if he'd asked you to do something hard, you would have done it, wouldn't you? Amen. Now he's asked you to do this. Amen. What that's trying to say is this. People make salvation too hard. All we got to do is do exactly what God said to do. Amen. Repent of our sin. Amen. Ask him to forgive us of all of our wrongdoing. And he'll forgive us for our sin. And he said, and if we did this, he said, if we confess our mouth, amen, that we shall be saved. Amen. He didn't make it a hard thing. God done everything except the lasting part. And so Naaman went down there and dipped 7 times. He come up. clean leprosy gone. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. I've never had leprosy. And know what it's like. Amen. To be cleaned of leprosy. But I know what it's like to be sin sick. And to come up at the altar. Saved by God's grace. Everything gone. Slate wiped clean. Praise the Lord. And get a new start. And a new life. All those things passed away. And all things become new. Praise the Lord. And he said, our sin be cast in the sea. Never to be remembered anymore. Ain't you glad God, for not only he forgive you your sins, he forgot about them. Praise the Lord. Old Naaman, amen, went back to Elisha's house. He said, let me give you a gift. Amen. He was so happy. He said, I just want to thank you for what you've done. And Elisha, like a true man of God, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with supporting the work of the Lord. That's all through the scripture. But Elisha knew he didn't heal him of leprosy. He didn't have nothing to do with that. He sent him down the river to do exactly what God told him to tell him to do. Amen. This might rub a few people the wrong way. That's all right. Amen. But sometimes people want to sell all these CDs with messages, sermons on them. And I know you got money in the CD, money in the cases, money in the time. But don't forget the message is God. Amen. He's the one that gives the message. Amen. You can study all you want to without the unction of the Holy Ghost and God moving in it. The message is empty. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to hear the message. Yes, I do. And Elisha sent him on his way. But don't get easy. A servant there of Elisha. They didn't get far away. The Bible said in verse 19, it's where it said, at once Naaman had parted away from Elisha just a little way, which meant a short distance. Gazing, I started getting in his mindset. He even said this, listen. He said, the man of God said, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian and not receiving the hand that he brought. But he's let him leave. Pretty much, if you're going to put it in our words, he let him off for easy. This man come with leprosy. Now he's going home clean. He offered us all these gifts that we could have received. Amen. And Elisha didn't take anything. I think we could have gained a little bit. Oh, Gehazi, Bible said he run after Naaman. Yes, he did. And when Naaman seen him running after him, the Bible said that Naaman come down out of his chair, said, is all well? Nowadays, this is what we'd say. Is everything all right? Amen. I mean, you're going down the road to church, and you look back, and you see this fella. Amen. You ain't been gone long, and he's running down the road. Amen. Brother, ain't no doubt. He thought something was wrong for him to be chasing a chariot. And he stopped the chariot and says, everything all right? He said, everything's well. He said, my master has sent me unto you. He said they was a couple men showed up, two young men showed up, the sons of the prophets. And he said, I'm wanting you to give them a talent of silver and two changes of garment. Amen. First of all, Elisha didn't send him down there. Amen. That was his first lie. Amen. He said, my master sent me. He did not. Amen. You better be careful about saying, well, Brother Jeff told me it was okay if I didn't. Or saying, well, I talked to the boss earlier. He said it was okay for me to do this paper. Amen. I know a lot of people nowadays say, well, it's just a little white lie. You know what the Bible calls it? A lie. Amen. A little white lie is still a lie. Amen. And let me just say this. A little white lie or a lie, however you want to look at it, it's still sin. Amen. It's still sin. He said, there be... Amen. These two men come. Would you give to them? And old Naaman, he didn't think twice about it. He said, I'm going to take the contents, take 2 talents, we're going to bind them up. I'm going to give you 2 bags and 2 changes of garment. He was starting this. It'd be just like us when my kids go to spend a night with somebody, Brother Andy. Somebody will call and say, well, let's Sean and Shane spend a night with us tonight. I said, well, come on, let's get 2 bags together. We get a bag together for Sean, we get a bag together for Shane. And Naaman was happy to do that, but he thought it was going to Elisha. Yes, he did. To help 2 young men out. The Bible said this, when he came to him. And not only that, I want to get this part. This is how much Naaman wanted them to know how much he appreciated what Elisha had done for him. He took them 2 bags and he put them on his servant. They carried it all the way back to the tower. Amen. Gehazi didn't have to carry. Amen. The stuff he was asking for. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just say this right here. I'm glad the Holy Ghost, if we'll let him, will carry the stuff for us, amen. You ain't got to care. You're on load, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The Bible said at Gehazi, when they came to the tower, he said he took them from their hand. He bestowed them in his house with me. He put them away in his house. And he said, okay, I appreciate it. I'm going to let y'all go. And they departed. When they went in and stood before his master, Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went not with her. Here we go. He's been telling lie number 2. Elisha said, Gehazi, where'd you go? Amen. Where'd you go? He said, I ain't go nowhere. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if it was the Lord that let Elisha see this, or if he just seen a look on in his face to know that he knew he went somewhere. A lot of times when people lie, they'll give it away. Sometimes I ask the kids, I say, what have you done got into? And you can tell by the look of their face, Brother Andy, that they've been called him. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never claimed to be no prophet. I don't sit in church, try to look at everybody and figure out what I know about everybody. Sometimes I can look at people's countenance. I can tell by the way they grab a hold of a bench or hold a book or try to hide their face or look at the floor. Amen. They're telling on themselves. I'm going to tell you something. You can't look eye to eye to any man unless you can. Honestly, amen, you either ain't got no conviction about you at all, or you're pretty much saying, I've got a clean heart before God. Amen. But I want to say this right here with the Lord's help. Every one of us at some point in time has to look at the floor. And every once in a while, even a man of God has to get down on his knees and say, Lord, forgive me. A sinner, amen. I've messed up. I need you to forgive me of my sin. We all do, Brother Andy. We all make mistakes. And the Bible said, it gave us, he said, oh, I didn't go nowhere. And then Elisha said unto him, went not my heart with thee? He said, Gaze, I don't lie to me. My heart went with thee. Amen. And when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, he said, it's not time to receive money and to receive garments, which he covered the first 2 things that he was given. But he went on to say, nor olive yards or vineyards or sheep or oxen or men servants or maidservants. Somebody might say, well, Brother Jill, he didn't get all that. No, but he probably wanted it. He was a greedy man, Brother Andy. He wanted everything he could get out of this circumstance. And let me just say this real quick. Gehazi, I wasn't even the one that told him to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the river, amen. Amen. He was just a messenger. Elisha was the one that gave the word from God of what God said to do. But Gehazi, I wanted them presents. I tell you, we live in today, people will go to work and make good money, and then they'll complain about not getting a bonus for doing their job. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes somebody else will get the bonus and they'll praise and have the trophy and hold that thing up. They didn't do nothing. Sometimes some of the laziest people in the department. And I'm just going to leave that alone right there. I will say one thing right here. Amen. And this will help all of us. While I was working, Brother Andy and I was in the office. One time we was going through some paperwork, and one of the bosses said there's just a lot of errors coming through, more than normal, and trying to figure out what's going on here. Look over this, Jeff, and see if you can figure out what's going on. I said, I don't know. I don't remember that coming through. I don't remember seeing that. We was looking at some of the lines. Amen. Then another lady come in the office and said, what are y'all doing? We said, well, we're trying to figure out where some of this stuff's coming from. There's some errors in there. Amen. And, oh, pride. Let me tell you something. Pride fills up so many people. Amen. She said, well, I know it ain't mine, man, if it's an error. Amen. I said, no, because you got to do some work to make a mistake. Amen. And the reason a lot of people in church don't feel like they've made a mistake in their life, you ain't doing that to make a mistake. Amen. You've got to be working for God to mess up every once in a while. We got some good workers in our church. And this ain't just going to Welcome Growth. You listen out and say, boy, we ain't even there and he's trying to blister us. No, this going out to everybody. We're supposed to be out working for the Lord in the field. And if we're working, you know, I even thought them men over in the book of Ruth, the Bible said they dropped some handfuls on purpose. I really believe sometimes, old Brother Andy, they'd get a bunch of corn. I've done this for them, be toting a lot. And you ain't dropping stuff on purpose. You just picked up a little bit too much. And you'll drop something. You ain't going to drop nothing if you ain't toting nothing. You understand what I'm getting at? Amen. You ain't going to stumble if you're sitting in a chair. Amen. You got to be going somewhere and doing something to make a mistake. Amen. The Bible said, boy, when... how sad it is here. Gehazi's been lied twice. First time he said, my master sent me, he didn't send him. Here he goes lying again. He said, I didn't go nowhere. I don't know what you're talking about. Elisha's pretty much just said, I know you went somewhere. I know you just went somewhere. This wasn't the time to be doing that, Gehazi. And verse 27, he said, the leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. He said, that leprosy that we got rid of on Naaman, it's on you now, Brother Andy. And he said, not only is it going to be on you, this is what's said. He said, and unto thy seed forever. I was reading this thing. He said, he went out from his presence, a leper, white as snow, immediately leprosy. Come on, him. He left there with all this disease on him, white as snow, eat up with leprosy. Amen. And that's bad enough. But I couldn't imagine going to the house knowing if I had any children after me and my descendants that that's going to have to live with leprosy because of my greedy gain. Amen. The Bible says, in one place, if we're not careful, our sins will be passed down from generation and generation to generation. I tell you something, I've shared this with a lot of people, and you may have a difference of opinion. A lot of people says, well, I just don't think there's nothing wrong with drinking. I can handle it. I don't think there's nothing wrong with doing a little bit of this and that. I can handle it. And let me tell you something. I've met a few people, Brother Andy, in my life, that it seemed like they could handle it. They'd go out and eat, and they maybe only have one glass of wine a month or something like that, or maybe four, five, six times a year, they'll celebrate. But you know what's so sad about that? Their kids come behind them and wind up being a drunk, and they couldn't handle it. And that is sad. And that thing that the Lord said, to be careful that it would bite them, and that if we're deceived by this, that we wasn't wise, we better be careful what we do. Our children's watching, and our children's children is coming in our footsteps behind us. We better live a godly life the best we can. They're going to see you fall. They're going to see you make mistakes. They're going to see you falter every once in a while. But I'm going to tell you something. If we're trying our best to live as close as we can to the Lord, they're not going to see many mistakes. I even thought about the qualifications of a bishop. I told somebody, I said, one of them says to be blameless. And I said, if we're going to look at that in a way to say, well, a man to be a pastor shouldn't ever make a mistake, that ain't what that means. Amen, because nobody can be a pastor but Jesus, Brother Randy, because all of us has made mistakes. But I looked that up one time, and it said to not be making a lot of mistakes openly before people. And you know why he said that? Because people wouldn't have confidence in you. Amen. They'd lose confidence. How can you lead somebody if they ain't got no confidence in you? They find out you're doing bad deals at work and sort of sneaking around doing things and saying something about this and that and doing this and that. Amen. Let me bring my remarks to a close. I tell you, sometimes we get these planes are flying high. Somebody said, you ain't worried about coronavirus. I'm flying over the coronavirus right now. Amen. But we're going to bring this plane down. Amen. I tell you, I just want to say this. Jesus is the truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if we're going to be a Christian that God can use, we need to do our best to always try to tell the truth. The Bible said this, let God be true and every man a liar, which means every person has made mistakes in the stories they tell. Amen. We all remember the story differently, Brother Randy. Sometimes just a year will go by and you get to start telling a story. Somebody said, well, I thought it was Tuesday. No, that was Thursday. Don't you remember? Well, John was there. No, that was Bob. Don't you remember? Somebody can't be telling the truth, but it's not intentionally. People's not trying to tell a lie intentionally. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't never want to lie intentionally. I want to tell the truth. You ready? The truth is there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. The truth is the only way you can get to heaven is to get saved. Truth is you ain't got to do nothing to go to hell. Amen. Just do nothing. You'll go to hell. The truth is this is God's word from cover to cover. And the truth is Jesus. Amen. It's Jesus. I appreciate you for tuning in tonight. And I hope and pray this has been a blessing to you. And we love you. We miss you. If you need us again, just give us a call, text us. We'll reach out to you and see what we can do. Our prayers is with you. If you got prayer requests or something I'd mentioned the other night, we'll try to get them on live stream if somebody texts. And if the songs is a blessing to you, text the people, reach out to people, sing them. Messages is a blessing. Brother Randy, myself so far, it's all the ones that's preached. Send something out this loud. No, I've got several texts from people, and I hope you've gotten back my response. And I appreciate you for tuning in. Encouraging words. We love you. We thank God for you. Until this time, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock is our prayer. Amen.